talking about this bust from earlier this week or from last weekend anyway, you mentioned that this started with a tip from a citizen. Tell us about that.
One of our police officers, while investigating an unrelated crime, had received information from a citizen concerning the sale of heroin and who was doing it. That citizen agreed to purchase drugs for the police.
That's quite a step that the police ask people to do, but your officers and yourself and Want have said this is one of the most important things. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it is. Tips from citizens concerning drug activity, they're very valuable to us. The tips provide us with activity and persons to focus our investigative attention on. Without these tips, our job would be very difficult and our likelihood of success would be low.
Are you receiving more now that the community seems to be more concerned about the issue of certain drugs in town?
Since the community focus group on drug activity has started up, we have received a great increase in the amount of citizen calls we receive.
Do you think that will lead to more crackdown? Will we see, you know, more arrests in the future?
If citizens keep calling in tips, we'll keep working the investigations. Not every bit of information we receive is going to result in an arrest, but the tips provide us with areas to focus our attention on and are greatly appreciated.
Okay. You've been on this beat for a while. You were the DPD liaison to Want for some time. How difficult is it to convince a citizen to take that risky step to become a confidential informant or maybe do the controlled purchase?
Many people are willing to provide us with information, which, as I stated, is appreciated. Actively getting involved in the investigation is a little bit more difficult to convince them to do. Lots of people's concerns are
getting hurt, I imagine.
Retaliation from defendants, although I've been working in this town a long time and I can't recall any.
That's never happened.
As far as we're aware of, No, it has not.
It's probably a good thing to hear.
And also people are concerned about being labeled a narc. And one good thing about this community focus group is they're changing the outlook of the community in that it's now socially acceptable to help put a stop to illegal drug activity in this community.
You're feeling that from the DPD, that focus group is helping alleviate that pressure.
That's true. Citizens are more willing to provide information, and I've noticed that even the attitude has changed amongst our clients, people that get into trouble, that they also want to see a stop to mainly the heroin activity in the community.
Do we have major heroin dealers in town? Are there people who you're keeping an eye on? Is it all coming in from Anchorage to low-level distributors? What do you think?
Yes, we do. We have received tips on several persons in town who sell heroin on a regular basis.
If several of the top dealers were nabbed or arrested or busted, would the community get a better handle on heroin use in town, or will it just come in some other way?
Even though most dealers here in Dillingham would be considered small time in urban areas of the state, we feel that every drug dealer here in Dillingham is a big time dealer in Dillingham. And the more Dillingham drug dealers that we can arrest and prosecute, it will dry up for a while at least the source of illegal drugs here in Dillingham.
Okay.
Eventually, somebody else will come in and fill that slot.
All right. But another thing that you like to point out, Chief, is that as much focus is on heroin right now, you say that's not the main drug problem in Dillingham. What is?
Heroin would be the main illegal drug problem in Dillingham. The vast majority of our calls for services and our investigations involve the drug alcohol.
Dan Pasquarello, Chief of the Dillingham Police Department, thanks for joining us on KDLG.
You're welcome.